We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Longtime Amherst voice Don Stevens. The Amherst playoffs continue tonight in Utica as they open a series with the Comets. We're joined on the Western Hotline by Amherst coach Seth Appert. Seth, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning, sir. Welcome. Nice to have you on the show again.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, congratulations. I know your sights are set on tonight, but obviously wouldn't mind spending a few moments with you just talking about the significance of winning that first series for the Rochester Americans against Belleville.
Yeah, it was a great series win. I mean, Belleville's a very good team, and it's a hard matchup for us. We're pretty young. We have a young team for the American Hockey League, and they're a big, physical, heavy, nasty team to play against. And so they threw everything in the book at us, and I thought we handled their physicality well. We stayed pretty disciplined and found a way, obviously, to win two extremely close games. Anytime two games go to overtime, you can build on that feeling and that confidence of delivering for your teammates in big moments. So that's certainly something we want to try to take hold of.
Seth, there was a fight for you guys to make the playoffs. You get in at the very end there, and now you're going to get another round of playoffs. How valuable, or what is the value to the players of these playoff games, in your opinion?
Well, it's huge. Winning is part of development, and it can't be more important than development. And development can't just be more important than winning, because winning is part of it. You look at what Tampa Bay has done in the NHL. Well, most of those guys went on long playoff runs in Norfolk when their team used to be in the American League there. And those experiences, whether you go all the way and you win a championship or you just play in series and you win some series, it's a different level of hockey. The physicality, the competitiveness rises by 10-15% of the playoffs. Every play matters in the playoffs. So, the fact that we were in a month-long push to make it, that was great development experience, because there was success and failures that went with that. And then we get in, and then you get to go through the experience of playing in two really physically competitive games. And then for most of these guys, right, the overtime is usually in the regular season, it's 3-on-3 in hockey now. And now you're playing 5-on-5 overtime, and you're going deep into overtime. And all of those things, you'll learn a lot about yourself. You're going to succeed in some of those moments. You're going to fail in some of those moments. But it's a huge piece of the development curve for our prospects.
You did not have Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen for those two games. He's injured. Is there any chance he could be back in the playoffs at some point?
In the playoffs, yes. He is progressing well. He's getting better day to day right now. He is on the ice in controlled environments by himself and just isolated shooters. I doubt it'll be in this series, maybe at the back end of the series, but he is definitely potentially able to be back should we keep winning.
How about Mattias Samuelsson's status?
He's getting closer. He's progressing well. I think that there is certainly a chance we could see him in this series. It won't be, certainly it's not tonight, but then we have a little bit of a break in the series, and then it starts humming pretty good Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday if necessary, right? So there is a chance we could see Mattias in the back end of the series.
One of the guys that came down from Buffalo, one of them, of course, was Peyton Krebs. How has he looked since he got back, and what has he done in the first couple games of this series?
Him and Fitzgerald have been outstanding. So Krebs, Krebs played 20 games, I think, with us right away when he got traded, performed well really, really high character, high competes, high hockey intelligence. So there's so much good stuff there. Did some really good things up in Buffalo, had some struggles at the same time in Buffalo, which is expected of a young player of his age. And it certainly came back with a lot of confidence, but also, you know, he was really excited. And this is something he wanted. He talked to Kevin Adams about this, that he wanted to earn the right to stay in Buffalo for the regular season. But he also wanted to come down here and go on a playoff run with all these guys that he was teammates with before. And so he was really good. I think he had 3 points in 2 games, was competitive, played center, which is an important piece of his development because he's played mostly wing in the NHL, but we do see him as a center long term. So he's been really good, and this is really key minutes for him. And then Fitzgerald has been dominant. Getting him back is been a huge boost to our decor, which was pretty depleted because we had him and Samuelson gone. In Buffalo, we had Davidson and Tischke out with injury. So to get Tischke back from injury, to get Fitzy back, has been a big boost for our decor.
Two other guys I want to ask you about before we let you go. In the discussion of going from regular season to what it's like in a playoff atmosphere, Paterka and Quinn both had very good regular seasons. I know it's a small sample size, Seth. It's only 2 games. But how have they handled the playoff experience so far?
I think it's been a good learning experience. They've had some success. I think Paterka found his way to a few points. Quinn hasn't yet. But, you know, Belleville targeted them. That's just that simple. I bet each Quinn and Paterka probably received, you know, 10 to 15 cross checks each game, from Belleville. And Belleville's putting their biggest, meanest players out against them. They were holding them, slashing them, cross checking them, making life miserable on them. And, so that's a good experience to go through. Now, I thought it should have been called tighter. I thought that the league let too much go in that series, and it was getting dangerous. But nonetheless, I think those are really good experiences. Where they succeeded most is they stayed disciplined. They found a way to help us win in other ways than scoring. And that's hard to do sometimes for 19 and 20 year olds, that are scoring players. And what they did is they played competitively. They stayed disciplined. They didn't go to the penalty box. They occupied a lot of Belleville's time, really, in terms of their focus, and that freed up some of our other lines to have offensive success.
Final thing for you, Seth, Utica, what are your thoughts on how you match up with them?
Well, they won our division. They've been one of the best teams in the league all year, but we have played well against them. We're 6-5-1 in our series, so we had a winning record, but we're 6-2-1 in our last 9 because they beat us the first 3 games. They had a 14-game winning streak to start the season, so we've played well against them. Now 6-2-1 sounds great, but don't let it be misleading. I mean, it's going to be tooth and nail. They have a really, really good lineup, very explosive. New Jersey's not in the playoffs either, so all of their best prospects are down here playing for them like ours are for us right now. So it's going to be a battle, but we have learned a lot of playing against them, and I think that playing them so many times has made us a better team and prepared us for this.
Well, good luck tonight. And as always, thanks very much for giving us some time on the show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.